History Con stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. As Eversource continues to face criticism for its response to the tropical storm, some are now calling for the company to cover storm-related losses. In New York and New Jersey, residents can recover some of their losses from energy company Con Edison, and that's what people are calling for on Eversource now in Connecticut. Some are even taking Eversource to court over it. Quote, we need lawyers. These people need to be made accountable, end quote. That from Mike O'Neill from New Britain, who is among the 700,000 customers to lose power from the storm. O'Neill said he finally got his power back only after throwing out food and losing time from work. He's now one of three plaintiffs in a lawsuit that was filed on Wednesday seeking payment from Eversource. Quote, they knew it was coming up the coast. They had more than enough notice. They didn't do anything about it, end quote, according to his attorney. In New York, Con Edison is offering reimbursements of up to $500 for residential customers for food and up to $10,000 for businesses. In a statement, Eversource says, this was, quote, an act of nature. We don't provide reimbursement, but we encourage our customers to reach to their insurance carrier to see if it's in their homeowner's or renter's policy, end quote. Attorney General William Tong has urged Eversource to follow Con Edison, saying, quote, this needs to come out of the shareholder, not ratepayer funds. They have millions of dollars in profits they can use to cover this cost immediately without putting the burden back on taxpayers. Well, the Community Health and Wellness Center in North Canton received approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission when it approved the application to construct a medical facility at 628 East Main Street. Engineer and land surveyor Ken Herka, architect Craig Chassie, and Community and Wellness Center CEO Joanne Brodus made the presentation during the session. They began by describing the proposed building, which will cover 7,200 square feet on two floors. The structure will replace currently two structures on the 1.5-acre lot that has town sewer and water service. The building will take up a half acre. A total of 36 parking spots will be provided. They'll be divided between those on paved surfaces in the front and a gravel area in the rear of the overflow. Gravel was chosen because a part of the property is in the 100-year flood zone. A barn on the premises also will be removed, and there are detailed plans for a vegetative rain garden, tree plantings, and other non-invasive lighting. New York hospitals say COVID-19 could cost $25 billion in lost revenue and added costs. New York hospitals are warning that the pandemic will cost them billions of dollars in revenue as patients remain fearful of returning to healthcare settings. The state legislature held a hearing yesterday on the coronavirus ongoing impact on hospitals and the healthcare system, whose top leaders testified about massive drops in revenue caused by a temporary ban on elective procedures and patients who remain wary. One major hospital trade group, the Healthcare Association of New York State, said lost revenue and extra costs could total between $20 and $25 billion from the start of the pandemic into next April, though that figure does not take federal aid and certain cost-cutting measures into account. Ken Raske, president of the Greater New York Hospital Association, put it in a different light. Quote, every hospital in New York State is going to lose money this year. The question is how much? With reopening schools, Dutchess leaders say testing, not tracing, requirements are unclear. Will schools be responsible for COVID-19 testing and contact tracing? Creating a plan for both is required of every school district in the state in order to reopen this fall. However, some school leaders in Dutchess County say the guidelines provided by the state are unclear as to what level of responsibility will fall on individual districts when it comes to testing students for the virus. Poughkeepsie City School District Superintendent Eric Rosser said he found contradictory language in the guidance from the State Education Department and Department of Health, leading him to be unsure if districts themselves are responsible for coordinating or administrating testing or otherwise. Pine Plains Central School District Superintendent Martin Handler said his district is expected to conduct its own testing and contract tracing. The district may have no choice but to remain in remote learning. In Great Barrington, with the replacement of Housatonic's old cast iron water mains a long way off, town officials said they plan to work with the state regulators to see if Housatonic Water Works Company would lower prices for its customers. The town has also hired engineers to study the company's water system in hopes of possibly merging it with Great Barrington system in an effort to eventually fund the replacement of the deteriorating pipes, pegged at $22 million by a 2018 study. James Murray, Mercer, treasurer and co-owner of the company, told the Select Board the State Department of Public Utilities has to approve any rate changes or rebates. The board voted to work with the agency to help customers with rebates. Mercer also is planning to hold an informational session at 6 p.m. tonight on Zoom to explain the efforts to control the churned-up sediment in the pipes and to answer questions from the company's 840 taxpayers. In Sandusfield, an early morning spree of vehicle break-ins and one auto theft has rattled the town, leaving cars and homes unlocked. Long has been the custom. Three cars were broken into and wallets, pocketbooks, and other property stolen outside homes on New Hartford Road and Sandusfield Road, Route 57. One vehicle was stolen off New Hartford Road. The thefts happened at about 4 a.m., according to police. Vehicles in the towns of Tyringham and Lee also were targeted, he said. One resident posted a surveillance video on Facebook of a culprit in the driveway checking a car door before running off. Morrison said he suspects that the same person or people are involved and that they targeted vehicles parked close to the road. Morrison, who's been chief in the town's police department for 40 years, said it's been a long time since something like this has happened. In Hillsdale, New York, Councilwoman Roberta Ward is named interim town supervisor at the board's monthly meeting. The position became vacant with the resignation of Peter Sipkowski on July 27th. The town board was charged with naming an interim supervisor who will serve until December 31st. The position of town supervisor will appear on the November 4th general election ballot. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 27,976.84, the NASDAQ at 11,012.24, and the S&P 500 at 3,380.35. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.